Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. The Oklahoma-based singer-songwriter John Moreland is our guest today. He recently released his sixth solo album called High on Tulsa Heat. A number of years ago, he decided that writing what you know may be a good idea, and his songs have since become much more personal and a whole lot better. Our set begins with the song Hang Me in the Tulsa County Stars.
Hang me in the Tulsa County Stars. Hang me in the Tulsa County Stars. Meet me where I land if I slip and fall too far. Hang me in the Tulsa County Stars. I don't want to come back down to earth. No, I don't want to come back down to earth. My heart is going heavy from the ever endless hurt, so I don't want to come back down to earth. And babe, I know this life will make you cold and drive you mad, leave you homesick for a home you never had, burning out the good with all the bad. So darling, let the charmers lean the room. They're drowning out the Nashville moon. I wanna learn exactly who you are. Then hang me in the Tulsa County Stars. Find me in the Indian Nation sky. You can find me in the Indian Nation sky. When it feels like nothing's real and no one's standing on your side, just find me in the Indian Nation sky. And I'd set ablaze the secrets I concealed. I'd set ablaze the secrets we concealed. If I can make you feel the way you make me feel, I'd set ablaze the secrets we conceal. And babe, I know this world will have the wolves outside your door, make you leave all that you love to fight a war, and never tell you what you're dying for. So darling, let the charmers lean the room. Let them have that Nashville moon. I wanna know exactly who you are. Then hang me in the Tulsa County Stars. Just hang me in the Tulsa County Stars.
That is why we're happy to have him here, writing songs like that one called Hang Me in the Tulsa County Stars. That's on his new album called High on Tulsa Heat. And John, I say that because you can tell when you sing that you have worked on every word on that song. You changed an I to a we. You do all kinds of things in there.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I edited that one pretty hard.
Is there always a lot of editing on the tunes?
Yeah, there usually is. I usually just kind of write like stream of consciousness stuff, just let it pour out, and then try to whittle it down and take away all the unnecessary stuff.
Yep, kind of like sculpting, they say.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, this is your sort of third album of this kind of music, this being singer-songwriter music, and you have a rich history of other stuff. You were in high school, you were in punk bands.
Yeah, I was in a lot of punk bands and hardcore bands, like probably most kids that started playing music in the 90s, I think it's pretty common. I meet a lot of people now that play this kind of music that started out playing punk rock. It's kind of interesting.
Well, you've said some interesting things about the lyrics in hardcore music. The lyrics are sometimes really great, but you can't hear them.
Yeah. And I think there's, you know, when you hear the right lyrics with paired with the right melody and every word kind of in the right place, it can have such a huge impact that's so much greater than just if you read it off a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're playing a Martin guitar, but it looks more like a new one.
This is a new one, yeah.
You've said that you record with your dad's old Martin?
Yeah, he's got a 51 double aught 18 that he got it when he was 12, so that would have been like 64, I think. But it was in pretty good condition. And then when I was a kid, he didn't play it much. It was kind of just in the closet. But when I was about 10 years old, I got it out of the closet and started trying to figure out how to play it. And now it just looks horrible. There's just there's scratches, and I really beat it up over the years. But yeah, that's what I learned to play on, and I still play that on records.
I wanted to talk about your dad and your parents for a little bit before we get back to some more new music, because I would think that they would relate a whole lot more to what you're doing now than when you were doing in hardcore bands and doing punk.
Oh, sure.
Did they give you any grief about that? Or
no, you know, they were always supportive and just kind of, you know, let me do my thing. And but they're definitely a lot more interested now that it's a kind of music that they can relate to. And I actually brought my mom on tour with me this time, and so it's, you know, I never could have done that in punk bands. I was like, my tour life is pretty mom friendly at this point, you know.
John Moreland is our guest today. Now, when you grew up, your dad and your mom were pretty hardcore evangelicals, and you kind of had to, you went to church.
Yeah.
That's just what life was.
Yeah, I think my mom and dad are kind of, they're sort of typical Southerners. My mom's from Louisiana, my dad's from Mississippi, and they're, you know, church is always very much a part of their lives. They're not anywhere near as extreme as some of the other people I came in contact with in that culture. But yeah, I did grow up going to church most Sundays.
Right.
And yeah, it's a big part of our lives.
John Moreland is my guest. He's got a new album called High on Tulsa Heat, and let's hear another song.
Cool.
Can't tell bad from good. I lived inside these melodies just to make sure I still could. And I cried all night even though I'm grown. Said, honey, hold me close, make it feel like home. Your love's bright enough to burn all night. But sometimes love is a losing fight. You try to keep going, but the ride won't steady. You try to get high, but your heart's too heavy. You got one thing on your mind. Now there's snake eyes on the sidewalk and fireworks overhead. Won't you roll out that red carpet when we all wind up dead? Your smoke rings fade like a memory. You're honest as a ghost, baby, twice as free. Got faith enough to lift this curse. Oh, what if faith is just a false God's verse? You try try to keep going, but the ride won't steady. You try to get high, but your heart's too heavy. You got one thing on your mind. I'm pulling up devils from the long dark past, and the pain starts piling up too fast. I can pin down the minute when I lost my buzz. Thought I was somebody nobody could love. You try to keep going, but the ride won't steady. Try to get high, but your heart's too heavy. You got one thing on your mind.
John Moreland live on the Cafe today, and that's Heart's Too Heavy, another one from the new album High on Tulsa Heat, and we're getting a chance to hear these live today. And that's not an easy song. And I was thinking, because I just discovered this, that a lot of people think all you do is write sad songs, because there is a not very well attended, but an Instagram account called Cheer Up John Moreland.
Yeah.
And you'd have to be... I mean, it's funny. There's pictures of unicorns and cats.
Right,
and
yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's very cute. But how do you respond to that? Because there are a lot of songs that seem to happen on deep emotional moments on this record.
Yeah. I mean, the Instagram account in particular, I'm thoroughly weirded out by. But it's also...
I would think so.
I mean, it's funny, but it's also like, I don't get it. But... you know, I don't know. It's weird having sort of feeling like you're being reduced into this one-dimensional character, you know. I'm not that sad in my day-to-day life. But I also just don't... And I think, you know, I guess I do write a lot of sad songs, but I also write positive songs, I think, that are just... They still deal with heavy subject matter, though, you know. I don't really have it in me to write... songs about, like, you know, seeing a pretty girl at the bar or whatever, or at least not in like a surface level kind of way. Like, there's something that doesn't feel good about that, and I want to dig deeper. And yeah, I think a lot of times that just sort of gets interpreted as sad.
Yeah. Well, here's a question. When something happens in your life, are you able to write about it at that moment, or do you have to wait a while?
I usually have to wait a while. I mean, that doesn't stop me from trying to write about it in the moment, but it's usually not very good. I feel like I need some perspective usually before I have anything worthwhile to say, you know.
When you started writing these, you know, more singer-songwriter songs, was there an arc in your craft? Can you look back at older things and say, man, I wasn't even close? It seems to me you're getting really good at it.
Thanks. Yeah, I think when I first started doing it, you know, I listened to a lot of Steve Earle and Bruce Springsteen, and there was this guy from Kentucky named Chris Knight that I was really into. And you know, those dudes are all, you know, listening to like 80s Steve Earle, Copperhead Road. And I was trying to write songs about like moonshine and like robbing liquor stores and just stuff I didn't know anything about. And at some point I felt like my own life was boring, I guess. And at some point I sort of thought, well, maybe that's where the good stuff is, you know? And, so I tried to start writing songs where, instead of sitting down and saying, I'm going to write a song about this or that, I would just sort of start writing and let it go and figure out what it's about later. And, that was when I think I started writing some decent ones. I think the breakthrough was a song in one of my old bands. We were called John Moreland and the Black Gold Band. And our first record, there was a song called Sweat and Cigarettes. And I feel like that was one that I was kind of like, okay, that's something different than what I've been doing. And now I need to figure out how to do that on purpose.
Could you tell... did other people say to you, hey, wow, I love this song? You certainly got some acclaim. Rachel Maddow tweeted about you and some good things like that. Yeah. Or could you tell yourself, were you satisfied with your feelings about the songs? I always wonder.
I used to just, I used to not think I was the type of person who needed feedback to feel good about the songs. Yeah. But more and more lately, I feel like it kind of helps. And when I have new ones, I like to go out, you know, even if just go down to the bar in Tulsa and play them in front of people and just to hear something, you know, just to like, because I don't feel like more and more now I get sort of, I bury myself in working on them and I can't tell anymore if they're any good or not.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
There are a lot of guys who do what you do, who go down and play at the corner bar, and there's a little tiny triangular stage in the corner, and they get up there and they play, and nobody listens.
Yeah, that's what I was doing for a real long time.
That must suck your soul.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And you were doing originals, and mm-hmm. nobody was... So how did you figure that out?
Even when I was doing that, there would occasionally be a really good show and it was enough to kind of keep me going. And the ones that were really soul sucking also tended to be the ones that paid the best. Like, you know, you can get paid like for a good show opening for a cool band that I like, I might make $100, but like you can play for 3 hours in a bar to people who aren't listening and make $300 or $400, you know? And, so I would do that and you know, it was a bummer, but I was using the money to buy gear and record records. And, so that was worth it. And I did get to play, you know, even back then I was still, you know, I got to play some shows with the band Lucero and just, you know, I had enough, I remember back then opening for Amanda Shires in Nashville. There was, you know, enough cool things came my way that I was like, okay, I need to keep doing this because maybe the cool stuff will start happening more often. And, you know,
did you learn anything about performing though in that situation to try to get people's attention?
Yeah. The thing I can put into words about it is just, I just tried to sing really hard. Like I just tried to sing like I mean it and I would just kind of go up and like stare people down and just sing like, please listen to me, you know?
Yeah.
I think it also taught me a lot about performing solo. Cause before that I had mostly played with a band and, that was sort of a good way to like cut my teeth and learn how to be a solo performer.
Sounds like you went Bruce Springsteen on him, something like that. John Moreland is here, and I don't know if you want to do another one from Tulsa Heat, or you want to
sure.
do... Okay.
Yeah, I'll do one called Cherokee. Guess I got a taste for poison. I've given up on ever being well, and I keep mining the horizon.
digging for lies I've yet to tell. And I wish you were here to softly say my name and calm down all the chemicals tearing through my brain. I don't think I've missed you this much since I was 17. I'd call in the morning, but I think this is a dream. Cherokee, Cherokee, where you'd carve those doubts right out of me. I see you shining through the treetops, but I don't feel you pulling strings anymore. And I still use your old alarm clock. And every morning I get further off the course. And don't I hear you speaking and the noises in this house? Airplanes flying over, shaking all my secrets out. Darling, tell me something I don't already know. I'm aware of where to find you. It hurts too bad to go to Cherokee, Cherokee, where you'd carve those doubts right out of me. Like the world was burning, you had stars in your eyes, shining for a feeling that I can't afford to buy. But everything you taught me still rattles in my head. I'm staying off of Main Street, you're talking to the dead in Cherokee, Cherokee. I wish you'd carve these doubts right out of me.
Well, that's another good one from High on Tulsa Heat. John Moreland is our guest, and that is Cherokee. And I was reading that was a song you did live a while before you recorded it, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably the oldest one of the bunch on this new record. And I started playing it live pretty much as soon as I wrote it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good song.
Thanks.
Good song. Well, let's talk about Tulsa a little bit.
Okay.
We've got a couple songs on it here. There's a lot of references to home on this record.
Yeah.
In different lyrics and things. And you didn't grow up there. Your parents, I know your
I
dad
mostly
worked.
Did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, I moved there when I was 10.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, lived in Kentucky before that.
But. Yeah. And what's it like musically?
It's cool. There's I think the my favorite music about Tulsa or from Tulsa's there's this whole scene of guys that play at this place called The Colony that are really influenced by like Leon Russell and J.J. Cale and that era of Tulsa music. And there's a guy named Paul Benjamin that's just really great. Jesse Acock, who played on this new record of mine. And yeah, just tons of really great musicians. They all kind of, there's this pool of players and they all kind of back each other up and play on each other's records and form little makeshift bands to play shows all the time, and so that's really cool.
So a lot of talk about home. Is Tulsa home?
Yeah, for now. I mean, I think it is. I think a lot of the record is sort of, you know, this process of trying to figure out if home is even a place, or if it's, you know, a person or family or just whatever, you know, just a sense of belonging that eludes me. But yeah, for now, I really like living in Tulsa. I think as much time as I spend on the road, I really like coming back to a place that I know like the back of my hand.
John Moreland, his new album is called High on Tulsa Heat. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.